Ed Robertson, welcoming you to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Kevin Hamilton and Ned O'Gorman will join us in our second hour. Kevin and Ned are the co-authors of a new book that tells you all about Lookout Mountain Laboratory. Lookout Mountain Laboratory, the most famous motion picture studio that most of you listening tonight probably have never heard of before, but one which played a major role in how many baby boomers and their families viewed the Cold War. If you have ever seen footage or images of a nuclear mushroom cloud, chances are that photo or footage originated from Lookout Mountain. Lookout Mountain, a top-secret military film studio that operated throughout the 1950s and 1960s, and which collaborated with such Hollywood luminaries as John Ford, James Stewart, Susan Hayward, and Marilyn Monroe. We will tell you all about Lookout Mountain Laboratory in our second hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, and speaking of baby boomers, popular films and popular TV shows of the 50s and early 1960s may have changed since then, but certain themes, such as family and fun, have never gone out of style. Baby boomers know that better than anyone else, and few people can speak better for the baby boomer generation, and particularly the eternal appeal of certain stars of the baby boomer generation, than our next guest, Mr. Torchy Smith. Torchy has appeared on numerous radio programs throughout the country, commenting on where baby boomers fit in today's world. He also hosts Baby Boomers Talk Radio, an interview show featuring celebrities from the baby boomer generation that you can hear on iHeartRadio. Torchy has shared highlights for some of those conversations in a new book, which we'll tell you more about in just a second. First, Torchy Smith, welcome to TV Confidential.
Hello, and welcome all my friends from the old peanut gallery of the Howdy Doody show, if you're still out there.
Yes, we reach, our primary demo is 45 and up, and so we have quite a few listeners who are still members of the peanut gallery one way or another.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they're still around. I certainly bump into them all the time.
Yeah, and people like you, shows such as your show, shows such as our show, they keep memories of the Howdy Doody show and shows of that era alive for our listeners and the people that you bump into.
Yes, I live in the past, and I'm proud of it.
Learning a little bit about your background, Torchy, I mean, speaking of living in the past, you have a lot of experience organizing class reunion. So one of the things that you've done throughout your life is bring people back to the past. You've done that for your high school in Cleveland. And part of the appeal of class reunions is that they bring us back to our growing up years, the shows that we watched, the music that we listened to. And that's particularly true with those who grew up in the baby boomer generation, isn't it?
Yes. Don't put me in Cleveland. I grew up in a suburb of Cleveland called Shaker Heights. And back in those days, Shaker Heights was something else. I lived in the slums of Shaker, which was the richest community in the United States at that time, per capita, and it was quite well known. And I had 600 people in my graduating class, and yes, I decided to be active in the class, since I wasn't so active in other clubs. I was active in other ways, like a Fonzie, so to speak, or maybe just a Richie Cunningham. And yes, every 10 years I've been ahead of my reunion, so proud of that fact.
And in many respects, one of the things I like about your book is that you bring that class reunion type of vibe to your book.
Right. I got personal. It starts out with my life a little bit on chapter one and how I got into it. Many people, not many, but a few people from our class had gone to Hollywood and made it. I probably should have followed them out there. And a friend of mine, Bennett Tramer, created Saved by the Bell. Another friend of mine, Scott Siegler, became CEO of Paramount. Some people became soap opera stars. One guy, actually, from my homeroom was an airplane. Steven Stucker was one of the first movie stars to die of AIDS, along with Rock Hudson. And if you remember the movie Airplane, he was sort of like the flamboyant guy in the tower. But he was friends with the guys who created that movie, and if he wouldn't have died, I'm sure he would have gone on to to do some great things.
Yeah, he was certainly one of the most iconic characters in the original Airplane.
Yeah, he was in my homeroom.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew indeed? Plus, two of your kids, I understand, they work in the entertainment industry.
Right, they did. Actually, my daughter, I got her started. She worked for the E! Channel, True Hollywood Stories. She started on the Jerry Lewis Telethon, only went out there and had a job for 6 weeks. Signed an apartment lease for a year, so she had to get a job. And it's a long story about her, but she worked her way up to MTV in New York and was a producer there. And my son was a talent agent, and that was a rough business, being a talent agent out in L.A. So, yeah, I got them in the business, and then I decided it was my turn to try my hand at it.
And you certainly did, and you're very successful at that. On the line with us is Torchy Smith. Torchy is the host of Baby Boomers Talk Radio, an interview show featuring celebrities from the Baby Boomer generation. Torchy's book, Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, features 50 firsthand accounts of such Baby Boomer celebrities as Jerry Mathers, Bill Mumy, Cubby O'Brien, Cindy Williams, Judy Norton, Celeste Yarnell, and Katherine Lee Scott. Geraldo Rivera, who wrote the introduction for Shooting the Breeze and also has a chapter of his own, he's one of the people that Torchy talked to. Geraldo Rivera says that Torchy's book is not just a Where Are They Now digest, but a book that captures the personalities of some of the most beloved celebrities of all time. Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online. For more on Torchy Smith and his radio show, go to BabyBoomersTalkRadio.com. And going back to, you know, the whole class reunion vibe, one of the things you try to do, and this is particularly true in the first 10 or 12 interviews, is you attempt to bring back the innocence that shows such as the Mickey Mouse Club and Leave It to Beaver mean to people who grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Yes. You know, people forget that we only had three stations, NBC, ABC, and CBS. So we ran home from school sometimes and watched the test pattern, and it warmed up our eyeballs, and waited for Howdy Doody. And then a couple years later, the first real kids show that showed entertainment other than just cartoons was the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned some things that I had no idea about and how the Mouseketeers were sort of treated. You have to remember that Disney mortgaged his house, mortgaged everything, actually, to build Disneyland, and at the same time was creating the Mouseketeer show. And ABC bought the show, and without the Mouseketeers, I don't think Disneyland would have gotten complete. Not only did the Mouseketeers have to go to school on the lot, perform, but they actually had to do the parade every weekend at Disneyland, and all for $160 a week.
Yeah. No, people don't realize how hard they worked and how relatively underpaid they worked. I mean, you look, $160 a week went a long way in 1955, but still, that was not a lot of money considering
No, and no residuals.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they could repeat it as many times as you want. And it wasn't until 1965 that former President Reagan, who wasn't president then, of course, active in the Screen Actors Guild, decided and negotiated that the residuals wouldn't start till after 1965. So you have programs like Friends, which is repeated and getting a huge amount of residuals. And I've talked to stars from the past where they get a residual check sometimes for 13 cents.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Quite a difference back then.
Very much so. I'm an author in addition to hosting TV Confidential, Torchy. I can remember getting a check, a residual check for 4 cents.
Yeah, well, I have had that told to me quite a few times. And they say, they didn't even cash it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, wait, hold on a minute. Take that check and put it on eBay.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're a writer that is known, but if you're a huge movie star and you have a check for 13 cents, it's going to be worth maybe $50 to $75 on eBay.
Yes, whereas if I were to put my check for 4 cents up, I might get another 4 cents for it.
Right. Exactly. Then you have to mail it.
On the line with us is Torchy Smith. Torchy's book, Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, features 50 firsthand accounts of such baby boomer celebrities as Jerry Mathers, Bill Mumy, Cubby O'Brien, Stephen First, Judy Norton, Cindy Williams, Clint Howard, Celeste Yarnell, and Catherine Lee Scott. Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold online. For more about Torchy Smith and his radio show, Baby Boomers Talk Radio, go to babyboomerstalkradio.com. One of the stars you interview in Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, Torchy, is Angela Cartwright. Angela Cartwright of Lost in Space and Make Room for Daddy. She has a quote that I think not only describes your book in a nutshell, but in many respects, it describes who you are, at least part of your personal philosophy in a nutshell. And her quote is, baby boomers like to hang on to the things that they love growing up.
For sure. Angela's an interesting girl. She does the same thing because she was in Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she wasn't as known for that as much as some of her other TV shows, but she now has a cruise that they go to where Sound of Music was filmed, and goes out in the fields and everybody sings, here, blah, blah, blah. And they go along with her. And I don't know how many times she does that a year, but she takes a group back to that era, and people love it. She also, if you remember, was on the Danny Thomas show.
Yeah.
And, of course, most of your audience might just remember her from Lost in Space. But she also had a famous sister, Veronica Cartwright.
And Veronica is also featured in Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomers.
Right. And the two of them, quite different in the type of roles they took.
Mm-hmm.
Really different. And actually, Veronica was in The Birds with Alfred Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
She was pepped a lot.
Literally, yeah.
And she was the daughter, if you remember, that went to the house and all the birds came in through the chimney. And she went through quite an ordeal with Alfred Hitchcock, and she talks about that in the book. But after a while, she went to London, England,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't get a job and became a waitress for 20 years.
Yeah.
And came back after she said, I was recognized, and somebody says, what are you doing as a waitress? So she decided to come back. She was kind of rediscovered and was in The Alien and a bunch of other horror movies. Well, the two of them, her and her sister, now live next door to one another mm-hmm. in North Hollywood.
On the line with us is Torchy Smith. Torchy's book, Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, features 50 firsthand accounts of such baby boomer celebrities as Jerry Mathers, Bill Mumy, Cubby O'Brien, Stephen First, Judy Norton, Cindy Williams, Clint Howard, Celeste Yarnell, and Catherine Lee Scott. The interviews are divided into 15 categories, including Mouseketeers, actors who played sons, actors who played moms, actors who played sidekicks, familiar faces, and Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera also wrote the introduction to Shooting the Breeze. Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars is available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and wherever books are sold online. For more about Torchy Smith and his radio show, go to BabyBoomersTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Two things, Torchy. One, and they both kind of relate to the point you made earlier about even though shows like Lost in Space and to a lesser degree Make Room for Daddy, in a lot of the shows that you celebrate in Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer stars, even though those shows have pretty much been on television forever, the actors who starred in their shows and who you talk to, they get zilch in terms of residuals. So in some cases, such as Angela, if I'm not getting any residuals from my TV work, I'll make something of my own, which
right.
She did with the Sound of Music tours and cruises that she does. And in the case of Veronica, it's a reminder that when the phone stops ringing, sometimes you got to do other things in order to cover your expenses every month, which humanizes the celebrities that a lot of us grew up watching.
Yes, and that leads me to a part of my book that I was thrilled to know because I'm a businessman mm-hmm. and I love money. And it was always interesting to know financially how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put anybody down or judge them by their money. On the other hand, some of them used it as a stepping stone in their career and furthered themselves within the business.
Yeah.
I'll give you two examples. You remember little Richie Petry?
Larry Matthews.
Dick Van Dyke. Well, he wasn't so cute anymore. And he actually lived in Burbank growing up, and he still lives in Burbank near his parents' home. And he decided to stay in the business. In those days, they had post-production work
mm-hmm.
when you had a movie or a TV show and it had to, you know, be transferred to the big screen or whatever. There's a process. Today it's all digital. So he represents a digital company and does all the post-production work, which is all farmed out now. The studios don't do their own, and goes around and sells that type of business.
Like you, Torchy, we've had a chance to talk to a number of the actors on Happy Days, such as Anson Williams. And one of the things Anson told us is that when he was doing the show, mm-hmm. one of the things that Gary Marshall drilled into him and to Ronnie Howard and to Donnie Most and to Henry Winkler is learn as much as you can about the industry so that you have other skills that you can develop and maybe draw on in the event the phone stops ringing. Anson, for one, became a very successful director. And as you just said, with Larry Matthews in the Dick Van Dyke Show, he was able to use his other skill set to make a living for himself in the industry.
Let me tell you something about happened to Anson. Anson was 18 years old, and his parents lived not far from the studios.
Mm-hmm.
And Anson wanted to be an actor. And he didn't go to college, and he tried to be an actor and live at home. And his parents said, you either get out of the house and get a real job, or you're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
He left and picked up parts and ended up on Happy Days. And his parents fell on hard times. And he went back and bought his parents' home for them. And another thing about Anson, his name was Heimlich.
Right.
And he was a cousin of the guy who invented the Heimlich maneuver.
Not only that, I believe when Dr. Heimlich first appeared on the Merv Griffin show, that was due to Anson.
That could be. But also, but something you may not know because it's a recent development, Anson had been working with him a little bit on developing a formula
called alert drops.
Yes, you do know.
Yes.
So we'll only stop there what alert drops is because we'll do a cliffhanger and a little tease to hear what that's all about when you go to my book and buy it.
Yes, Torchy's book being Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, 50 conversations with actors such as Anson Williams, Bill Mumy, Cindy Williams, Catherine Lee Scott, and other stars of the Baby Boomer generation. Shooting the Breeze with Baby Boomer Stars, available in hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com, wherever books are sold online. We'll talk some more with Torchy Smith at the end of our second hour. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we'll take a quick time out. Then Herbie J. Pilato will join us next on TV Confidential.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-9223. 800-413-9223. That's 800-413-9223.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.